For the record, the board has not taken any formal action on the matters discussed on an executive session. We are in executive session, and now we're under item number 7, director's comments.
Yes, Chair. Thank you very much. Included in the packet are our reports on our loan portfolio, our infrastructure project developments, and also our project development and asset management. If there's any comment or questions, I can answer those, Chair. We can go from there.
Based on the revolving fund, do you see that we have enough working capital out there to continue the revenue stream we have right now?
Currently we do, Chair. We need to continue to build those assets, our loan portfolios, to increase our rate of return over investments in our investment portfolio. But yes.
Okay. Of the revolving fund balance, what percentage more do we need to get out there on the street working for it?
I think this year our goal is to get at least $50 million more of loan loans. We are currently at about $25 to $30 million, and then we're also looking at least an investment, more investment of approximately $50 million in projects.
All right.
So about 100, we'd like to get out at least $100 million more in projects and loans. We have potentially two large loans coming up that I've notified the board about, and then again on potential projects that we're looking at right now, we believe we can meet that target on both accounts.
I thank you, Jeff.
Yes, very quickly, Chair. Again, the next ADA board meeting is scheduled for Wednesday, February 25th. I wanted to let the board know that there is a potential loan to IGU that would require a meeting before that time period in order to meet the building season. So we're requesting that we may need a teleconference meeting in the end of January or the first week of February to go over that potential loan package.
Any conflicts with the board for doing a teleconference if so needed? Tell the board meeting when it goes off. Thank you, Ted.
Yes, Chair.
Any questions for Ted from the board?
Ted, is the FNG storage loan that we backed all wrapped up and we're done with that?
Yes.
Perfect.
As we move forward, we will need to look at potential financing of some type of storage for the area. That's
that
will be critical. That is over and done.
Okay.
And we'll need to look at a different financing package or structure for storage in Fairfield.
Thank you.
All right. Item number 8 is board comments.
I just want to express that we just need to proceed with caution on this IEP and make sure that we're always looking at the true benefit is to Fairbanks and to Alaskans and enhance the private sector, keep within our mission. I appreciate what other board members have said about we need to really look back on what we've learned and be very clear about what we've learned as we go forward. And so part of my reservation today was to really understand where we have come. Thank you.
Thank you, Crystal. Any further board comments? Hearing none. Ed, I'd like to say thank you for the information today. Meeting nice and quick. Appreciated by all. And I'll take a motion for adjournment.
Thank you, Chair.
You're adjourned. Next up is